The game Pokemon Go has only been on the market for a few weeks, but businesses are already capitalizing on its viral success. Part of the game involves players walking to what are called Pokestops to collect items to advance in the game. And now businesses are buying in-app items that attract seekers after rarer Pokemon to their stores. Tui Ong reports.
For Portobello cafe manager Mattia Zoffoli, the quietest times of the year are the winter months. There's a lull in the number of people and tourists venturing out in the biting cold to Circular Quay to see the Sydney Opera House and Harbour Bridge.
Usually, like the three worst months are June, July and August. It's usually much more quieter than what it is at the moment, especially especially at night time.
This year, all that's changed as the picturesque harbourside has been turned into a Pokemon hotspot. It's attracted thousands of players who potter around, waiting for rare critters to appear on their Pokemon Go app.
Pokemon Go players are coming out anytime, and you still see them around at 10 o'clock at night, when if it wasn't for them, Circular Quay would be sort of empty.
The app has rapidly become viral. Part of the game involves walking to Pokestops. That's prompted businesses to make the most of the uptick in foot traffic, offering discounts for players to walk into their shop. Pokestops are checkpoints that correlate with real-life places that give in-game items. In-app purchases can be used to buy items known as lures that attract rarer Pokemon to these checkpoints.
What I'm hearing is that some businesses are very happy with it. If it brings people near their stores or into their stores, they're very pleased because it's an opportunity.
That's Peter Strong, Chief Executive of the Council of Small Business Australia. Businesses from high-end restaurants to small coffee shops are cashing in on its success by investing in these in-app purchases, including Chinese restaurant Tang Hui to athletic store Style Runner.
This is a really good example of technology that is to everybody's benefit. It's an innovation. It's a disruptor, I suppose, in some ways.
The benefits are huge. From a $1.50 investment, which buys one 30-minute lure to place on a Pokestop, businesses are attracting hundreds of people. Across the bridge, John Page is the owner of children's bookstore Pages and Pages in Mosman. For him, Pokemon Go has been an opportunity to foster a love of books with new technology.
One of the big challenges in retail is, you know, increasing your foot traffic. So the one thing I think most retailers, especially competing against online, all like to do.
Mr. Page's store is offering a discount to players who capture a Pokemon in store.
With all these people out there hunting for Pokemon, we wanted to try and entice a few people to come into the bookshop while they do it and then maybe encourage them to buy a book while they're here.
John Page ending that report from Tui Ong.